Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Chav Dalid. We left off on daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We are at the first wide line at the very last word in line. Neima Biplukta. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and Anonymous Wife and Children, Ali Nishmas' mother, Goldava Simcha La Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should return home safely. And it's also sponsored by Samson Bechafer in memory of Mr. Jerry Bechafer, HaChaver, Gavriel Ben HaChaver Yosef Dov, whose yahrzeit is today. The Neshama Shav and Aliyah, we thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to talk about is we're going to continue a discussion from yesterday about if a person claims to have many levels of proof that his side of the court case, that his side, that his claims are correct, do we require him to bring all of those proofs, or do we just require him to bring whatever the standard minimum is in order to be able to prove his point? And we're going to try to connect two different machlokas tanaim and make them both about the same thing, and then we're going to show how they're not necessarily related. Then the Gemara is going to have another explanation of the machlokas Rav Meir and the Chum in our Mishnah about whether you could just walk into Beis Din and possibly the other guys dayan, possibly the other guys Adim. So another explanation of what that machlokas is about. And that's going to lead the Gemara into a discussion. Well, not really that, but something we mentioned yesterday is going to lead the Gemara into the discussion about the very great love that the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael had for one another. And that's in contrast to the way the Chachmei Bavel seemed to speak about one another and toward one another, certainly in the context of their learning. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to talk about retracting the acceptance of a Dayan who was Pasul. That if someone had accepted a Pasul, a Dayan, can he now say, I take that back, I no longer accept this Pasul, a Dayan? We're going to have Machlokas, Rav Meir and the Chamin. The Gemara is then going to spend a good deal of time trying to frame that Machlokas, Rav Meir and the Chamin. Which case are they exactly arguing about? Which case would maybe Rav Meir agree to the Chachamim, or would the Chachamim maybe agree to Rabbi Meir's point of view? So we're going to have two different discussions trying to frame that machlokas. And then the Mishnah on Amud Beis, we'll see if we get there, is going to talk about who is possible to be a Dayan, who is possible to be an aid. What are the standard psulim in Dayanos and Eidos? So let's begin. Name of Biplukta, De Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Kamiflagi. Again, the last word on the first very wide line on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. So maybe this machlokas is the same machlokas, meaning the machlokas Rav Meir and the Chamim, the way we just said it, is the same, the way Rav Dimi explained it, is the same machlokas as Rabbi Yerim Shimon Gamliel. Because the way Rav Dimi explained the machlokas is that the machlokas was about when a person says, oh, I have two sets of Edim, I have five sets of Edim, will we then require him to bring all of those sets of Edim? If you're going to require him to bring all those sets of Edim anyway, so then the other guy could possibly one of his sets of Edim, because he's not Nogea Bedavar, since anyway he's going to lose the case. There's another set of Edom against him. Or do we not require him to bring all those sets of Edom, and therefore the Baldin is Nogea Bedavar to possel the set of Edom? So maybe that same machlokas appears between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Titania, because we have a brisa that says as follows, Habali don bishtar b'chazaka. A person who someone was Tovea him, and he says, what are you doing in my field? And he said, what do you mean you sold me this field, and I have two proofs that I'm the rightful owner of this field. Number one, I have a shtar mechira, and number two, I have a chazaka. I've been here for 3 years. I can bring edim that will testify that I've been here for 3 years. So nidon b'shtar, we dan him only based on the shtar, and the chazaka is not going to work. Divrei Rebbe, it's just the shtar. If he could produce the shtar, he's good. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lomer nidon b'chazaka, that we look at the chazaka. So says Mar Vavina Basa, we try to figure out what does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel mean. The chazaka v'lo b'shtar? Why, you could really just produce the chazaka, but if you just produce the shtar, then that will not be enough. What better proof is there ever than a shtar when it comes to ownership of a property? It's not possible that that's what he meant. That we're only going to be interested in the chazaka, and we don't care about the fact that he has a deed to this land? So Ela Ema must be that what Rav Shimon Gamliel meant to say is, af bechazaka, that you don't need to dafka produce the shtar. One or the other is good enough. Either the shtar or the chazaka. V'kaimelan debetzarich levar pligi. So we have an accepted interpretation over here that Rebbe and Rishon Gamliel are arguing about tzarich levar. When a person claims many tainos in Beis Din, does he need to prove all of his tainos, that he's got something to back up all of them? So Rebbe holds tzarich levar. You need to bring all of them. And since he says he has both the shtar and the chazaka, he needs to produce the shtar that he claims to have. And when he brings the shtar, then he's not going to need the chazaka, even according to Rav Meir, that you do need to be mevar, because when you have a shtar, the chazaka doesn't add anything once you have the shtar. The whole union of the chazaka is when there's no shtar to begin with. So the concept of chazaka wouldn't even be activated. But the point is, you claim you have a shtar, well then you better bring a shtar, even if you're able to bring Eidei Chazaka. And Rav Shmuel Gamliel holds, no, you don't need to be Mvarin, even if you don't bring a shtar, Eidei Chazaka is good enough. So the Machlokas, Rav Meir and the Chacham, turns out to be this same Machlokas as Rebbe and Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Rav Meir holds like Rebbe, that it's Tzarich Levar, and the Chacham holds like Rav Shmuel Gamliel, that ain't Tzarich Levar. So Gemara says, nah, they're not the same Machlokas. Lo. The two machlokas are not related to one another, or not directly linked in the sense that everyone comes out on the same side. Aliv de Rav Shmuel Gamliel kuliyam lo pligi. Within the sheet of Rav Shmuel Gamliel, who says that you don't need to bring the shtar, good, everyone would agree. Both Rav Meir and the Chacham would say the way to learn Rav Shmuel Gamliel is that ain't sarich levarer, that you know you don't need to bring every bit of evidence that you walked into court claiming you have. Ki pligi, but the machlokas Rav Meir and the Chacham is aliba de Rebbe within the sheet of Rebbe, who says that you must bring the shtar, and that the chazak is not going to be good enough once you claim to have a shtar, to Rebbe Meir Karebi. So Rebbe Meir is straight up going like Rebbe, that you have to be mevarer whatever you claim to have. For Rabbanon, the Rabbanon Amri Lach, they'll tell you that it's not a stira between what Rebbe holds and what they hold. Ad kan lo kam Rebbe hasam ela b'chazaka. Rebbe only says that it's tzarich levarer, that you need to bring every last bit of evidence that you claim to have had only when you want to be mezak in the karka using chazaka, which is gimel shanim. That's where Rebbe holds that you need to be mivarer everything and to bring the shtar as well. Why? To mikoach shtar ka'asi. Chazaka only works, only proves your bailus on the karka because there was once a shtar. If you're machzik in the karka for 3 years and you say, I took this karka, why did I take it? Because no one ever said anything to me. That's not a chazaka. You need a chazaka sheyeshu matayna. So it needs to be that there's a shtar that backs up the chazaka. So since the chazaka comes mikoach, so if you claim to have the root power of the chazak, you claim to have the shtar, well then you got to bring the shtar. Neither set of edim is totally on the other, right? Neither one gains its power from the other set of edim. Then maybe even Rebbe's going to be moda that it's not necessary to be mevarin to bring both kitei edim. Period. So that ends the discussion from yesterday about tzarich levara. So now the Gemara says, but maybe there's another way of understanding the machlokas Ramei on the Chachamim. Ki asa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that our Mishnah is talking about a Baal Din coming along with somebody else, with an outsider, to be meid, that this guy's Edim and his Dayanim are pasul. And Reisha, the Reisha of the Mishnah is Be'edim psulim v'dayanim ksherim, that we actually found that he was correct about the edim, that they taka are psulim, and we have not yet proven what his accusations against the dayanim. So that's where a mayor says, you know what? He has a good enough track record. We're going to pasul these dayanim as well. Migo de pasi edim, pasi nami dayanim. Because he had proven to be correct about the edim, we're going to pasul the dayanim based on his say so as well. And the chums say that you cannot pasul the dayanim because we don't say such a migo. And edim that are found to be pasul are pasul, but the dayanim that we don't find them to be pasul, we don't have any raya that they're pasul, we're not going to pasul them. Whereas seifa, the seifa is talking about the dayanim psulim, the edim ksherim. We're talking about that the dayanim are pasul, that we found that he was right in his accusations against the dayanim, but we haven't found anything to back up his claims against the edim. So in order to pasul the edim, we're going to need to try. trust him. So Rav Meir holds, Tamigad Pasi Dayanim, Pasi Nami Edim. Since he has proven to be correct about the Dayanim, that they are in fact Pasal, that's when we Pasal the Edim. That's the sheet of Rav Meir. Meaning with the whole question that comes out to Rav Meir, we're just going to trust a guy who waltzes into court and says, that guy's Edim are Pasal and his Dayanim are Pasal. Why should we believe him to say the other guy's Edim and Dayanim are Pasal? So here's why we believe him, because he's claiming that they're both Pasal, and he was right about one of them. So Migo, that he was right about one of them, we're going to believe him about the other as well. So Maskef La Rava. So Rava says, well, wait a second. That means we don't really have any hard evidence that he's telling the truth about the one that we haven't been able to prove. Meaning if he says the Dayanim are Pasal and the Edim are Pasal, and we've been able to prove that the Dayanim are Pasal, we don't have any hard evidence against the Edim. And in the reverse, if he said the we've proven the Edim are Pasal, we don't have any hard evidence against the Dayanim. So I understand Bishlama, Migo de Pasi Edim Pasi Nami Dayanim. I understand that his track record is enough to not make him sit in front of a Beis Din that he claims to be Psulim when he has a track record of his accusations being correct. Because Ikabe Din Akrini, you could always find another Beis Din, meaning there are always other Bate Din that you'll be able to go to and he'll get will be able to still have a fair case, the case will still be heard. Well, but because he was right about the Dayanim, so we're going to apostle the only Edim you have against him? Edim Suleka. There's no other option, meaning that seems like very flimsy reasoning to apostle all of the evidence that's against him, to apostle anything that can bring him down. So says Mar Lo Tzricha Dik Kasacheres. Now the only case where we're going to apply this Migo, the Migo to Pasli Dayan, Pasli Nami Edim, is if there are two sets of Edim that are against him, and he's only passing one of the sets of Edim. So says Gemara Haleka Kasacheres. So it sounds like if it's just one set of Edim that's coming against him, my, what would the din be? Hachinami to Lo Matzi Pasli. Then he would not be able to passel that one set of Edim, even if he had proven to be correct about the Dayanim. Well, Hainud Rav Dimi, isn't that exactly what Rav Dimi? That was the last explanation we had of the Mishnah. The last explanation we had of the Mishnah was about Tzarech Levarer, right? That if the guy claims to have two sets of Edim, I'm allowed to apostle, there's a machlokas, whether I'm allowed to apostle one of the sets of Edim. Meaning, do we assume that both sets of Edim are going to come and therefore I'm not no Gebedavar to apostle one of the sets of Edim? So what's the nafkamina between this approach and the previous approach? Marsha says, what do you mean what's the nafkamina? Case is, let's say, the Baal Din does not come to apostle the Dayanim. Let's say he only comes to apostle the Edim. So it, according to this approach of the Gemara, we only believe, even when there are two sets of Edim, we only believe him to apostle the Edim when he's already been proven correct about the Dayanim. We're not gonna, just because there are two sets of Edim, we're not going to believe him. He has to have also already been proven correct about the Dayanim. Whereas the previous approach in the Gemara had suggested that if there are two sets of Edim against him, he's Neman to apostle one of the sets of Edim. So the Maram Shik says that Rav Dimi is talking about in a case where the Baal Din brings Shteki to Edim to Beis Din, and in such a case, when you apostle Kasachas, he's not Nogay at all, because the Baal Din has another Kas of Edim to be Mechayev him, and therefore you don't need a Migo. Whereas Ravin is speaking about a case where the second Kas of Edim is not in front of us. And in such a case, when you apostle Edim, you're a little bit Nogay Be'edos, because you assume that you'll be able to push off your Chiv, and maybe the Baal Din is not going to actually be able to convince the other set of Edim to come. And therefore, it's only Al Yedei the Migo that he's not Nogay. So it would turn out that Ravin might be Moda in Rav Dimi's case that you don't need the Migo. That's how the Maram Shik learns, that the difference, there's another difference between the two cases which then would merge them together. That it's not only that Ravin was introducing this concept of Migo, the difference between Ravin's case and Rav Dimi's case was we're all four Edim, we're both sets of Edim right here in front of me in Beis Din or not. That if they were all four in front of me in Beis Din, then it's more clear that I'm not Nogea Be'edos, when I'm not Nogea Be'dover, when I apostle one of them, because I see there are another two Edim right here against me. When he just claims to have another set of Edim, but they're not here, I may be a little more Nogea Be'edos. Then I'm going to need a Migo to back myself up. And it could be Ravin and Rav Dimi both agreed about that, about those points. So says Mar, so then what's the difference between them? So you can be naive, the difference between them is Migo. It's that Migo in all the other places in the Gemara. That over here, it's only Al Yedei Tei Demigo that Rav Meir holds, you could pass a Leidim and Dayanim. So you see that according to him, we do apply Migo. Whereas Rav Dimi, who doesn't mention Migo, holds that we don't normally apply Migo. And over here also, we don't apply a Migo to Pasel. And therefore, he says, when there's Shtei Kitei Eidim, even without a Migo, he's not Nogea Be'edos. That's what Rashi seems to say, that it's a broad concept of Migo. Now, the Yad Ramah says, what does this Migo have to do with Migo in the rest of Shas? Migo in the rest of Shas is about Ne'amanos, that I'm believed with this Taina, Migo that I could have said a better Taina. Over here, it's Migo that I'm believed about this guy, I'm believed about that. I'm believed about this Taina because I have a proven track record about other things that I happen to have spoken about. This has nothing to do with Migo in the rest of Shas. And even if you don't say the Migo over here, it could be that in other places in Shas, we do say Migo. This Migo is a much bigger Chiddush, right? The Migo in the rest of Shas is, believe me that I am right, that I am owed $100. Because if I wanted to lie about being owed $100, I could have told a lie that you would have believed me in a second. And now I'm telling a lie that makes you look at me sideways and say, oh, do I really believe him? Do I not believe him? So that gives me the ne'amanus about this $100. Over here, in our case, we're saying, believe me about everything I ever say, because I once told the truth. So that's a very big, that's a much, much bigger chiddush to say such a migo. That's what the Yad Ramah points out. And therefore he says that the Gemara is explaining the chilik between that which Rav Dimi says and that which Ravin says, if there's a possibility of passeling the Edim al yidei migo. That according to Ravin, you could passel al yidei migo. According to Rav Dimi, you cannot passel al yidei migo. The fact that you could passel over here is only because the Baldin is not nogea be'edus, and since it's tzarech levarer, the way Rav Dimi had explained. Meaning this is not, says the Yad Ramah, like Rashi will tell you, a comment on Migo and Gans Shas. This is a comment on this specific case. Will we passel these Edim with a Migo? Okay, so now we had said, we revisit a passing comment that we had mentioned yesterday. We mentioned in Amud Aleph yesterday, that which Reish Lakish says about Rav Meir, Peh Kadosh Yomar Dover Zeh, that Reish Lakish comments about Rav Meir, such a holy mouth is going to say such a thing. So, Gufa, Amar Reish Lakish, Peh Kadosh Yomar Dover Zeh, that a Baldin can passel alone, can passel the Edim. So, to me, we have to say is that with Rameir Edo, meaning that Reish Lakish modified Rameir Shita, that it's not Edov, that one Baldin can passel the other guy's Edim, plural, but rather you can only passel an Ed Echad. So it says Mar Eini, but is that true that Reish Lakish would talk about Rameir in such terms? Vamar Ula, didn't Ula teach us Haroz, Reish Lakish Beis HaMedrash? When the person saw Reish Lakish in the base medrash, ki ilu oker harim, it's as if he was uprooting mountains with his svaras, v'tochran zebaseh, and he was grinding them one against the other, meaning he was so sharp, he was so strong in learning. So why does he call the Rabbi Meir Peh Kadosh, meaning you yourself are pretty no slouch? It sounds like he's so in awe of Rabbi Meir. Why would he be so in awe of Rabbi Meir if he himself was so great? A little bit difficult because Reish Lakish, yeah, he was big gadol and he had great charifos, but Rabbi Meir was a Tana. He was an Amora. So isn't it normal for an Amora to refer to a Tana with such reverential terms? So in the Sefer Pnei Maven, he says that Reish Lakish certainly was Mechabed Rabbi Meir a great deal. The kasha is, why is Reish Lakish saying about Rabbi Meir things that would imply that Rav Meir's shita, that Rav Meir's chidushim are greater than his. Either way, it's still a kasha, I don't know. But the Gemara is asking that how could Reish Lakish speak so reverentially about Rav Meir? Don't you know who you are, Reish Lakish? Amar Ravina, so Ravina says, "Valo kala roa Rav Meir beis hamedrash." Anyone would see Rav Meir beis hamedrash, kilu oker. Hare Harim the Tochman Zebizeh. Yes, Reish Lakish is very impressive and he's like an Oker Harim, but Rav Meir is Oker Hare Harim. Rav Meir is Oker Mount Everest. He's, it's a totally different league. So maybe it's difficult for us to understand what the difference is between them, but Reish Lakish knew exactly what he was talking about when he spoke so reverentially about Rav Meir. So the Gemara explains that over here, it wasn't a Tamiya on Reish Lakish that he said this about Rav Meir. No, what we meant to say is bo rei kam mechavin zeh, meaning when we were wondering about Reish Lakish, we weren't saying how could Reish Lakish say this about Rav Meir. We're saying look at that, look how Talmid Chachamim show love for one another, that Reish Lakish doesn't just refer to Rav Meir, he refers to the Heilige Rav Meir, to Rav Meir who's a Peh Kadosh.
There was a maisa where Rebbe was sitting and he said a halacha, that you're not allowed to do atmana on cold foods on Shabbos. That if you have cold water and you want it to warm up, you're not allowed to be matmin it in sand. So Amar Lefanav Rabbi Shmuel, meaning Amar Lefanav Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says, Abba hiter lahatmin es hatzonein. Abba allowed. My father allowed being matmin es hatzonein. The assumption over here is you're not heating it up in warm sand. You're not warming it. You're really just putting it in cold sand to maintain its coldness. And the concern is that if we allow you to be matmin b'tzonein, you're going to come to be matmin b'davar cham as well. That's how Rashi seems to understand in Masechta Shabbos. The Ad Ramah says that the reason for the gzeira over here is because if we're matir you to be matmin mayim tzonim, you're going to come to be matmin davar cham as well. And you're not allowed to be matmin a davar cham on Shabbos, even in something that's ain't a mosif hevel. Meaning the point is you're putting it in something that's not mosif hevel, but if we allow you to do that, to pour cold drink into some insulation, you might come to pour a hot drink into insulation as well. On Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to be matmin in a davar hamosif hevel, but on Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to be matmin even in a davar she'eno mosif hevel, even if it's something that doesn't add any heat to it. Let's say you take a chalon pot off of the blech, but you want to keep it warm, so you wrap it in a towel. So that's a davar she'eno, so it's off the blech, but you're wrapping it in a towel. It's a davar she'eno mosif hevel. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos because that's hatmana. So the gzeira was that Rebbe had reported that you're not even allowed to do that with cold foods. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says, I don't know what you're talking about. My father was matir. So Amalei, Rebbe said to Rabbi Shmuel, I changed my mind. Kvar hor zaken. If Rabbi Yossi was matir, Rabbi Yossi is matir. There's no gzeira to be made over here. So Amrav Papa Bo Rei Kame Mechav Bin Ze'ezev. Look how beloved they are to one another. Dil Rabbi Yossi Kayam. If Rabbi Yossi were alive, Hayukaf of Yoshev Rabbi, he would sit in front of Rabbi like a Talmud sits in front of his Rabbi. Dahar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Mali Makom Avosav Hava, because Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was the Mali Makom of his father, and therefore he was considered to be as chashuv as his father Rabbi Yossi. V'hayakaf of Yoshev Rabbi, and Rabbi Shmuel, who was every bit as chashuv as his father Rabbi Yossi, was totally kafuf to Rabbi. So it stands to reason that his father Rabbi Yossi would have been kafuf to Rabbi. V'kamar, and still when Rabbi talks about Rabbi Yossi, kvar horazaken, he talks about kvar horazaken that Rabbi Yossi was the final word because he was such a great Talmud Chacham. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rav Hoshaya, Mai Dechsiv, what does the Pasuk mean when Zechariah Navi tells us, Ve'kachli shnei maklos, le'echad karasi Noam, u'le'echad karasi Chovlim? They have two sticks, one I call Noam and one I call Chovlim, and with that I shepherd my sheep. So Rav Hoshaya darshins, the Pasuk is comparing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the shepherd and the Jewish people to the sheep. That just like the shepherd leads the sheep with a stick, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu leads Klal Yisrael with Talmidei Chachamim who could teach them the proper way to behave, who could teach them the proper path. So Noam, Eilu Talmidei Chachamim Eretz Yisrael, the Noam, the one stick that he calls Noam, that's the Talmidei Chachamim Eretz Yisrael, Shemanim in Zelezeb HaLacha, that are very pleasant with one another in their discussions of Halacha, and each one tries to be Metari, it's the other one's point of view, and they try to support one another. Chovlim, Eilu Talmidei Chachamim Eretz Yisrael, Shemechav Chovlim is a reference to Talmidei Chachamim Bavel who have a much more contentious relationship in discussing Halacha. They fight it out in discussing Halacha. So that's why the Pesach Einayim points out that Noam is singular, that the Chachamim Eretz Yisrael are Nochum Zelazeh, so they're like one. So that's why they're referred to as Noam Lashon Yachid, whereas the Chachmei Bavel that are fighting with one another, they're Chovlim Lashon Rabim. So that's why the Navi says it in such a way, singular versus plural. Another drasha, the pasuk in Zechariah says, "Vayomer Eile Shnei Bnei Hayitzar Ha'omdim." Says Al Adon Kol Haaretz. So and it says, "Ushnayim Zeisim Aleha, one Miyamin Hagula and one Al Smola." So the Gemara darshins from these psukim that were it's also about Talmidei Chachamim Yitzar When we talk about olive oil, Amrav Yitzchak, Eilu Tamil Chum Shaber Yitzol, Shenochen Zal Zabalacha Kishem and Zayas. That's Rabbi Tamil Chum in Bavel, in Yitzol rather, who get along with one another in Halacha, like Shem and Zayas, which is called Yitzar. Ushnaim Zaysim Aleha, Eilu Tamil Chum Shaber Bavel, Shemururin Zal Zabalacha Kazayas, that are as bitter to one another, like a Zayas, which itself is bitter. The Ben Yoyada explains, and their bitterness reflects the bitterness of a zayis, meaning a zayis is tchilas omar. If you have an actual olive, it's a bitter fruit, but once you grind it up and you soak it and you pickle it, it becomes much sweeter. So too, Tamil Chum and Bavel, initially they look like they're sonim zeh, but ultimately their relationship becomes one of oavim zeh. They end up loving each other after they have these fights in learning. That's of course a reflection of what the Gemara in Kiddushin says on Daf Lamed, that Esvehev Besufa, that Afilu Avu Bino, Ravu Talmido, that learn together, they're Nasim Ka'evim Zalazeh. When they learn together, they're fighting and they're yelling and they're arguing with each other, but by the time they close the Gemara, they're Ohavim Zalazeh. That creates a certain bond and a certain relationship that's irreplaceable. It's a certain sense of love that's created through the Melchamta Shel Torah. So once the Gemara tells us about Bavel and how they didn't get along so well with each other, the Gemara goes on in the Nevuah of Zechariah about this. So Zechariah is misnave that Kodesh Baruch Hu shows Zechariah that Klal Yisrael is going to capture the Yetzer Hara into a kli and be mevatel the Yetzer Hara. And the pasuk says Ve'asei nai ve'era v'yinei shtayim nashim yotzos v'ruach b'knafeyem v'lahena. And these women, knafayim kikanfei chasida, have wings like the wings of a chasida bird. Vatisena se'efa, and they'll carry the measuring kli bein hashemayim bein haaretz, between the heavens and earth. Va'omer la'malach hadover bi ana hima malichos se'efa, and they will say to the malach, where are you bringing the se'efa? Va'yomer elai livnos labayis, it's to build a house be'eretz Shinar, in the land of Shinar, which is Bavel. So what's going on in this nevuah? Amar Rabbi Yochanan is the nevuah of Zechariah Hart. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishor Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai. Rabbi Yochanan says the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai. Zo Chanufa, these two Vegas Ruach, these two women that are mentioned over here are the Midos Ra'os of Chanufa, of false flattery that's alluded to in the Kanfei Chasida, that it's like showing off that it's like a Chasid. Vegas Saruach. And Gaiva, which is alluded to Viruach Biknafehem, is an allusion to Gasus Haruach. Sheyardul Bavel. These are the two Midos that were very prevalent in Bavel. Gas Haruach LeBavel Nachis. Wait, are you sure that Gaiva was a Bavel issue? V'amar Maris Arkam Gasus Yardul Elam Tishna Nata Elam V'achas Kolon Kulo. Didn't we learn that there were 10 measures of Gasus came into the world and 9 of them went to Elam? So it seems like an Elam problem much more than it is a Bavel problem. In the Bavel Nachis, it started in Bavel, and then ultimately it migrated over to Elam. But Gasa Ruach, when it came down into this world, started in Bavel. Dekanami, and the diuk is like this, because the pasuk says that he saw the two women that which represent these two midos raos, and it says livnos la bayis be'eretz Shinar. La is lashon yachid; it should have been lahen. So Shema Mina, only one of them had a permanent bayis in Eretz Shinar, and in Bavel, that was Chanufa. But Gasa Ruach made its way over to Elam and ultimately didn't stay in Bavel. V'amarmar, but didn't we say Simin Lagasa Ruach Anius, that if you want a Simin to see when there's a Gaiva problem, there's poverty. You know that when there's poverty, there's a Gasa Ruach problem. V'anius the Bavel Nachis, but Anius went to Bavel, so it's a Simin that there still is Gasa Ruach in Bavel. So my Anius, no, when we say that there's the Simin to Gasa Ruach is Anius, it doesn't mean financial poverty, it means anius Torah. It's not anius mammon. It's a lacking in Torah. And in Elam, there was anius b'Torah. In Bavel, there was plenty of Torah. So that's the raya that they had a gasa ruach problem. I mean, for a person to learn Torah, a person really needs to humble themselves, both in terms of just naturally, that you have to break your head over something and admit that you don't understand something and continue to work, as opposed to a balgaiva will claim to understand it before he really does. And also on a spiritual level, that Torah is dama l'mayim, and the Gemara in Taina says, mayim always goes to the lower place. So the greatest Talmid Chachamim, the greatest Torah leaders we've ever had, were always always the most humble people. Starting with Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, they were always the most humble people. So, Dixiv Achoson Katana V'Shadayim Einla, Am Rabbi Yochanan Zo Elim Shezachsa Lilmod V'lo Zachsa Lilamed. This achos ketana, that shadayim eilam means unable to nurse, so to speak, unable to support others, that's eilam, that they were able to learn, but they weren't able to teach anyone else. Daniel and Mordechai, that were in eilam, they learned for themselves, but they didn't teach other people. And Bavel was Ezra, who not only learned, but taught other people as well. My Bavel, what does the word Bavel connote? What is that, why is it called Bavel? Rabbi Yochanan blu mikra, blu misha, blu b'talmud, because it's a place where the style of learning was such that they would learn Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud all at once. It was all incorporated with one another. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam writes in a few places in Shas, that that's why, even though the Gemara tells us in a couple of places, in Kiddushin of Hatzar, that a person is supposed to divide their time, Shlish b'Mikra, Shlish b'Mishnah, Shlish b'Talmud. If a person learns 3 hours a day, it should be 1 hour of Mikra, 1 hour of Mishnah, 1 hour of Talmud. And we don't do that, not in any yeshiva. They're always dedicating the large portion of their learning time to Talmud Bavli. So Rabbeinu Tam says, yeah, it's because of this, because Talmud Bavli is unique in that it incorporates Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud all in a single text. It's pointed out, the Achronim point out, that probably assumes that at some point the person actually learned Tanakh, meaning you can rely on like a few psukim in Zechariah and Sanhedrin Daf Chav Dalet if you've ever actually learned Zechariah. But to learn Zechariah actually takes a good deal of effort, right? So to go back to it, through a few psukim here and there to make sure that you cover every day a little Mikra, a little Mishnah, a little Talmud, that you're going to get through Talmud Bavli. B'machshakim o'shivani k'mesei olam, Yirmiyahu HaNavi is complaining that HaKadosh Baruch who sent Klal Yisrael into Galus and left them in the darkness like a dead person. So Rabbi Yirmiyah Zet Talmud Shel Bavel. The darkness is a reference to the Talmud of Bavel, because people who learn in Bavel don't have that sense of pleasantness with one another, and they have, and therefore they're left with so many sfeikos in their learning because everything is questioned, so they feel like they're just feeling around in the darkness, that they don't have any sense of confidence. Okay, now next Mishnah. Amarlo, one Baal Din says to the other, Neman Alayaba, I trust my father to be a dayan in our case. Neman Alayavicha, or your father. Neman Alay Shlosh Roi Bakar, I'll take 3 Roi Bakar as the dayan in our case. So Rameir Omer Yochel Aksabo, V'chom Ramin Yochel Aksabo. Rameir says, you can back out on that. You accepted it once, but you don't have to keep to that acceptance. And the Chum say, no, once you accepted it, then those are your dayanim. Hayechayv L'chaver Shvua, if a Baldin was chayv a Shvua Chamura V'amrlo, and the other Baldin says, I'm not going to make you take a Shvua Chamura, Dorli b'chayei roshcha, just swear to me that with a lighter form of shvua, not using the shame of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ramei Romer Yochel Achzabo, he could back out and say, I changed my mind now, I want you to take a shvua chamura, v'cham Romein Yochel Achzabo. V'cham say, you cannot back out, and if he told him that, I'm going to let you get away with less, he has to let him get away with less. Amar Avdimi Breid Rav Nachum Breid Rav Yosef Kugon Dekibla Alei B'chad. When Rameir says that if he's mekabel his father like a dayan, he could back out on it. That's if he's mekabel his father in place of one of the dayanim. But there are two other kashra dayanim, and afal pikein, he could back out on the acceptance of his father. And certainly, if he said, you know what, my father will decide the whole case all by himself, that for sure you could back out on, because that's an even bigger extreme. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Machlokas, the whole Machlokas Rameir and Lecham in our Mishnah is B'machallach, when the Toveah says to the Nitva, Neman Alayaba Vavicha, and if they potter you, then I am Mochel my claim against you. That's where the Lecham say you cannot back out on that, because as soon as you were Mochel, as soon as they potter him, it's Machel, it's over. Aval Be'eteinlach, but if the Nitva says to the Toveah, I'm going to accept Abba Vavicha, and if they're Mechayev me, I will then give it to you, Divrei HaKol Yochel Achzabo, that he could for sure be Chozer, because since he's the one that's holding the money, the Nitva is the one that's holding the money, the Toveah is not going to be able to get the money from him without Dayanim Ksherim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Be'etein Lach Machlokas, and Rabbi Yochanan says, in the case of Etein Lach, we have Machlokas Rameir and the Chachamim, whether it could be Chozer or not. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't explain what he would hold about Machol Lach. So he bailu, Be'etein Lach Machlokas Abba Machol Lucha Divrei HaKol Ein Yochel Lach Sabo. What did he mean by that? Did Rabbi Yochanan mean to say that the Machlokas Rameir and the Chachamim is only if he says Machol Lucha, Etein Lucha, but if he says Machol Lucha then everyone would agree that you're able to be chozer. Or maybe Rabbi Yochanan meant to say, both in the Lashon Mecholucha and the Lashon Vetein Lecha, the Machlokas is going to exist. So Tashma says, well, let's bring a Raya. The Machlokas is, when the Nitva is mechayev himself to give, should I lose the case? But when the Toveya says that if I lose the case, I will be mochel my claim against you, then Divrei HaKol ein yochalachzabo. Everyone would agree that the Toveya cannot back out on that acceptance of losing the case. Well, now if Rabbi Yochanan had meant that the machlokas is in the case of etein lecha, but in the case of machlokas, everyone would agree you cannot back out. Rava damak Rabbi Yochanan, and then Rava is saying just like Rabbi Yochanan, that both of them hold the machlokas is in a case of etein lecha, and in the case of mechalucha, everyone would agree that ein yochalachzabo. Eli iamrit. But if you're going to say that bein bazu machlokas, that Rabbi Yochanan holds the machlokas is both in etein lecha and mechalucha, Rava damar kaman. Well, then Rava is not going like either one of the opinions. So says Gemara, it could be that Rabbi Yochanan holds that the machlokas in both cases. What about who's Rava going like? Rava time and Nashay cover. Rava doesn't have to go like anybody. These are all Amoraim over here. Rava can pass, you know, whoever he wants. Right? We had Shmuel, we had Rabbi Yochanan, now you have Rava. So Esve, Rava Achabar Tachlifa L'Rava. Rava Achabar Tachlifa challenges Rava from our Mishnah. Hayechayv L'Chaver Shavua. If a person knows his friend the Shavua, Va'amarlo, and the Baal Din says, I'm not going to force you to take a Shavua Chamura, rather Darli B'Chaye Roshcha, just take a lighter form of Shavua. Ramei Romer Yochalachso, but Ramei says, he could back out on that, and he could demand a Shavua Chamura, V'chamur Mein Yochalachso, and the Chum say, he cannot back out on that and demand a more severe form of Shavua. My love, Bosan and Shavua V'lo Mishalmin, aren't we talking about people that through the Shavua are going to be putter from paying, that the Tavea says, just Darli B'Chaye Roshcha, and then you won't have to pay? The Havalei K'machalucha, which would parallel the case of Machalucha, that just like over there, the Nitva is Muchsak and the Mammon, and because of the Mechila, he's Zochah with whatever he has after the Dayan and Patrim, so too the Mammon is Muchsak in the hand of the Nishba, and because of the Mechila, he's Zochah with what he has after he's Nishba B'Chaye Rosho. So you see, there a mayor holds that you could be Chozerbo in such a case as well. Not like Rava, who thinks that a Machalucha, even a mayor holds you cannot be Chozer. Lo, so says Mar, you're understanding the Shua incorrectly. Both said in the Shavuot and Nilton, we're talking about people who are going to take a Shavuot in order to get paid. Tavale ketein lecha, where it then parallels the case of etein lecha. Va'atana le'resha, but didn't the Tana already tell us this machlokas of etein lecha and the resha? So why would the Tana have to tell me the same machlokas twice? So Tana tala b'das acherim, it teaches me a case where you're tola yurchiyuv in the dayanim, meaning which is the case of the resha. If the dayanim say, then I'll live up to that. V'tana tala b'das atzmo, and it gives me the case of the seifa to give me a model where I'm accepting this Shavua. Forget about Dayan. I'm accepting that if you take this Shavua, then it's all in your hands. If you're willing to take that Shavua, then we're going to trust it. Utsricha, I need both. If I only would have had a case where you're told in the das of the dayanim, Balkam Rameir Demati Adabe, that's where Rameir would say that he is able to back out Mishum Talo Gamar Omakni, because he didn't have a full Gemiris das to be Meshabin himself to pay if the dayanim are Mechayiv, Damar Miyem Demesakile, because the Meshayiv is going to say, who's going to say that these dayanim are going to rule in favor of the other Baldin? So I'm only accepting these dayanim because I think they're going to side with me. Avol tola b'das atzmo, but when you're tola b'das atzmo, which means you leave it completely in the other baldin's hands, ema modul rabbanan. I might think Rameir is modul to the rabbanan that you knew where that was heading. Meaning you knew if you told the other guy, if you're willing to swear a lesser swear, I'm going to take it. Well, of course he's going to do that. That's totally up to your other baldin. So that I'm really accepting of it. V'yashmin bahan, if you only would have told me the case of tola b'das atzmo, ba'al kamir rabbanan, I would say that's where the Rabbanan would say that you cannot be Chozer. Aval Bahi, but in case of Tol B'das Hadayanim, Eimer Modet Rabbanan Rameir, maybe the Rabbanan Modet Rameir, that you could be Chozer both. So Tzricha, that's what we need, both of the cases. Amrish Lachis, Machlokas, Lefnei Gemar Din. The whole Machlokas Rameir and the Chum is before there's a Gemar Din. Aval Yach Gemar Din, Dever HaKol Ein Yochalachs. But once there's a Gemar Din, you can't say, wait, I no longer accept this guy as a Dayan. Too late, the Din Torah is over. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lach Gemar Din Machlokas. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the Machlokas this is after the Gemar Din. So Yibayilu Lach Gemar Din Machlokas of the Gemar Din Devar Kol Yachalachs Rabo Aldim LeBeimzu BeimZu Machlokas. What does Rabbi Yochanan mean? That the Machlokas is only the Achar Gemar Din or both? So Tashma says, well, bring a raya. Damar of a kibul a love karov apostle. If you're makabel a karov or apostle, lifnei gemar din yachalachs abo deachar gemar din and yachalachs abo. You can only be chozer before the gemar din, but not after. Iyam mepishlam lachar gemar din machlokas av lifnei gemar din devar kol yachalachs abo. If we're going to say that there's no machlokas before the gemar din, Rava damar Rabbi Yochanan libid rabbanan, then Rava's following the Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the rabbanan. Eliyam ben bezo ben bezo. But if Rabbi Yochanan means that there's a machlokas both lefnei and liachar gemar din, Rava d'amar kaman, who is Rava going like? Because both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish would say that the chum hold that before the gemar din you cannot be chozer. Elav shmamina liachar gemar din machlokas. It must be that that the case is that it's that the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan is that the whole machlokas is only liachar gemar din. Shaluch le Rav Nachman bar Chisla, Rav Nachman bar Yaakov yilamden Rabbeinu lefnei gemar din machlokas o liachar gemar din machlokas. How do we paskin on this? Shaluchay liachar gemar din machlokas v'alachik divrei chachamim. We paskin that it's liachar gemar din is the machlokas, and we paskin like the chachamim. Rav Ashi amar hachi shaluchay bet ten lucha machlokas v'machal lucha machlokas v'alachik divrei mi. What about the ten lucha machal lucha machlokas? So shaluchay bet ten lucha machlokas v'alachik divrei chachamim. The whole machlokas in ten lucha we paskin like the chachamim. B'surah masnu hachi. That's how it was taught in surah. B'pumbedisa masnu hachi. But in pumbedisa they taught the following. The Rama b'chinin bar shlami shaluchay mi beirav. Shmuel, they sent from the base medrash of Rav to Shmuel. Yilam denu rabbeinu lefnei gemar din v'kanu miyado. If it was before the gemar din, he wanted to be chozer, but they did a ma'isa kinyan that he shouldn't be chozer. Mai, is that kinyan ma'akev him from being chozer? Shaluchlu in la'ach ein la'achar kinyan klum. Once you made a kinyan, then there's nothing to talk about anymore. You cannot be chozer anymore. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of the base. Everyone have a great day and a good Shabbos.